We're speaking about over here that when they're Masih and Masois, we could actually start from the Mishnah again. The bottom of Beis Amid Beis. Rishonei Masih and Masois. Originally, back in the day, the way that they would communicate and they would inform people the fact that there was a Rosh Chodesh is they would make these torches that would go from the Beis Din in Yerushalayim all the way to the Goyla. When the kusim started messing things up, so couldn't do that anymore because they would interfere. So therefore, oh boy, my battery's low. Hello, I'm sorry about that. My battery's low. I'm going to have to get a cord here. I apologize. Bear with me. So the kusim, we'll just do it outside for a second. The kusim used to, they started messing things up. They would come and they would actually make a counterfeit bonfires. So therefore, we couldn't do that anymore. And from there on, we had to have shluchim yoisim. So how are they Masih and Masois? They would bring all these different types they bring these long poles made out of cedar. And the long poles made out of cedar, they would have kindle at the end of it. They would have a formation that they would do, a special formation that would be the way that they would, people would see the fire. And then they would know that Bezin was Makadosh the Chodesh, and then they would do it from one mountain to the next mountain, the Mishnah says. And the Mishnah says they would go all the way until the edge of Eretz Yisrael, and there the people in the valley of the Goyla would be able to light it up. So we're up to the Gemara on the bottom of five lines from the bottom. My Mashma the Masiyan Lishna de Likud. Where do you see that Masiyan is a Lashon of lighting the fire? It says Masiyan Masois. It brings a different pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Vayisem David and his people." David and his people. They and the targum is "Vayiktenun," which means that they lit it up. Now we get to where we're up to. The only time we're going to be Masih Masois is if it's the month is a deficient month. It's a short month. That's the only time when we're going to do this, these torches. They must say Masih and Masois, because when do the torches actually get lit? Or Iburoi. It's only going to be the next night, because remember, the first night the Edom see the moon, the next morning the Edom come to Bezdin, the next night they start with the torches. So the people that are outside of the Bezdin only found out it was Rosh Chodesh a day later, which, by the way, is okay because they don't have to know when Rosh Chodesh is. They don't bring korbanos or anything. They just have to know when Yom Tov is, which they'll find out about afterwards. So, that means to say, three lines from the bottom, the achaser avdinon amale loy avdinon. That means to say that on a chaser, Bezdin would do this ceremony. But on a month that's Malay, they wouldn't do the ceremony. What's the reason? Why would they do that? My time, Amar Abzeira. Abzeira says, Gzeira, Mishum Rosh Chodesh Achal Yais Be'erev Shabbos. Because what happens in a case when Rosh Chodesh falls out on, Rosh Chodesh Chaser falls out on Erev Shabbos. So again, the time, the right time to do the torch would be that night, but it's Friday night, so we're not going to do that. And then if we do it Matzei Shabbos, people are going to get all confused. Is it a Mali or is it a Chaser? So if we have that type of phenomenon, we're going to see the torches Matzei Shabbos. We're going to say, does this mean it's a Mali because it's a day later? Or does it mean it's a Chaser and they just couldn't do it on Friday night? So therefore, Amosai Avdi, when are we going to do it? Well, in other words, in that type of situation, when would they do the lighting of the torches? Ba'afuke Shabbosa, they're going to have to do it on Matzah Shabbos. The E Amrit Nevid Nami Amale, and if you would say that we're going to also do light the torches for the Male, so Asulamiti, then they're going to make this mistake. We turn the Amit to Chav Gimel Amit Aleph. Amri Hai Chaserhu, Vadulo Avid Esmo, Shunduloi Epsher, Odilma Malehu, Uizmanu Avda. So therefore, we have this situation where if we do normally light the formations on the Male also, so then we're going to have a time when we're not going to know just based on the torches if it's Male or Chaser. When would that be? If it would fall out on a Friday, therefore they can't do it Friday night, and they're going to have to do it Matzah Shabbos. So if you don't usually do it on a Male, so now when they do it Matzah Shabbos, they'll know that it meant that the Rosh Chodesh was really Friday. But if they normally do it for a Male, it would create confusion. Says the Gemara, the Levdu bein Amale bein Achaser. The Gemara says that we can avoid this confusion. How? Why don't you let Bez Din do the formation, whether it's a Male or a Chaser, Chimikla Rosh Chodesh Be'erev Shabbos, and in that type of situation, which is a rarity, but in that type of situation that Rosh Chodesh falls down on Erev Shabbos, Lo Levdu Klal, then let them not send torches at all. He says, listen, this is our idea. Every month we send torches. So this month, for some reason, there was no torch at all. What could be the reason? The only deduction would be because Rosh Chodesh fell out on a Friday. So you can't do a Matzah Shabbos, you can't do a Friday night. And Matzah Shabbos, I can't do it because then you'll think it's Male. So from the fact that there was no torch would have given you the deduction that it must have been that it fell out on Friday. It reminds me of the story. So they say that a yeshiva bacher from Radin called up to Vilna to speak to Reb Chaim Eiser. And Reb Chaim on a Friday. And Reb Chaim Eiser said to him, make the Levaya Sunday. So someone there said, what was that? He said, obviously the Chavetz Chaim passed away. And they're calling me to ask me if they should make the Levaya on Friday or Sunday. He says, how'd you know? He said, because why else would Yeshiva Bacher from Radin call Vilna? They have the Chavetz Chaim. Why are they calling me? Muzayin, that the Chavetz Chaim is not well. The Chavetz Chaim can't answer the question. So what's the Shiloh? The Shiloh was. So from the fact that they're not lighting, it must have been that Rosh Chodesh was on Friday, or else they would. So that would be the process, the way to deduce it. So we could actually light every single Male. What's going to happen in this case? We just won't light at all. Okay. If that's if we're, you know, we can rely on that type of consistency. Says the Gemara again. Says the Gemara. No, even if that happens, people can make a mistake. They can get confused. Ami, they'll say, "Hi, Malehu. This is month is really a Male. V'hadulo avde, and why didn't they light the torches? Isnusihu the isnis." Okay, you know, we can't rely on the fact that they didn't do it, therefore it must have been yesterday. Maybe there was some sort of inus why they couldn't do it. I don't know what's going on in Yerushalayim. So maybe they'll assume that really there was some sort of situation why they couldn't torch, but really should have torched much of Shabbos. V'lev da amale, v'lo lev et achlaser, klal. Says Gemara, so why don't we always do it for amale and not do it for a chaser? In other words, why don't we do the other way around? The Gemara is asking. Let Bez Din light the torches always for a full month and never for Amar Rabbi Mishum Bitul Malacha La'am Shnei Yamim. The Chazal didn't want to do it this way because Lemaisa, there is this idea of Bitul Malacha. And when it, at least when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. So then, this is talking about Rosh Hashanah. We don't want to be mevatel the bnei goyla from Rosh Hashanah 2 days. In other words, if we light at the night of the night after a Rosh Chodesh, the chaser, so they'll know yesterday was Rosh Hashanah. Okay, great. So now we don't have to continue acting Rosh Hashanah if they see the torches. If we don't, if we never light the torches until the matzeh of the second one, so you're right, they'll know retroactively that that day was Rosh Chodesh. So for all the other months, that's good enough. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, people are going to be keeping 2 days Rosh Hashanah every single year because they're not going to know what day is Rosh Hashanah. We wanted to avoid that. Nowadays, we all keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but in the times of the Gemara, they didn't. So therefore, in order to avoid them from having to keep the extra day of Rosh Hashanah, we'll do the torch formation on the first night. And therefore, people will know that that tomorrow is no longer Rosh Chodesh. Keitzad, was that clear? Yoni, was that clear? Okay.
I mean, the only question I have with this Gemara is that Be'etzim, if you hold like that Shita, you're making a whole bunch of people, you know, do. I mean, I have two questions. One is that you're making a whole bunch of people do like Yontif twice in the Goyla, which is, I guess, fine if Misafik just seems silly. And the other thing is that why don't they just have two types of Masais? I mean, like, there's such a creative, like, legal, you know, jumping jack over here, but Lamaisa, you could just, if it's up, down, left, right, that means it was the first night, and if it's, you know, right, circle, it means it's a different night. I mean,
so I didn't think of that idea. That's an interesting idea, and I don't know why they didn't come up with that idea of a different formation, right, different, I mean, type of light, a different.
It just seems like so easy to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know, Yoni. Don't know. Sounds like a good question. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Ketzad amasiyin masois mevin klunsois. Amar Rav Yehuda. Dalid minim danini erez hayu. There were four different types of cedar. There's erez, there's katroim, et shemen, and birosh. These are the four different types. Katroim, what is katroim? Amar Rav. It's adra. It's a specific tree called the Adra tree. The Be'er Abishila Amri, it's Mavlina, Mavliga. It's a different tree. For Amri La, and some people say it's a Gulmish. So all different opinions of what type of tree it is. Upligi, Bidiraba Bar Rafuna. This opinion that we mentioned, this four different types of eras, argues with Rabba Bar Rafuna. The Amar Rabba Bar Rafuna, Ramri Bey Rav, Asara Mini Arosim Haim. There's actually 10 different types of cedars. Shenemar, Ve'etain Bamidbar, Erez, Shita, Ve'hadaz, Ve'et Shemen, Osim, Ve'arava, Beroish, Tidhar, Ute'ashur, Yachtov. So therefore, the Gemara says, as follows. Erez is Arza. Erez means the cedar tree. Shita is Tornisa. Hadas Asa. Echemen Aparsima. Biroish Birata. Titar is Shaga. Taashur is Shurbina. So there you go. Says the Gemara, Hani Shiva have it. That's only seven. You said that there was 10. Ki Aser Avdimi Amar Hosifu Aleim Aloinim Almoinim Almugim. So there's another three, and therefore these all together reach to 10. So what are these? Alunim is Butme, Almoinim is Balute, And almoigim is kasisa. Ikadami, there's a different opinion. Okay, Rabbi Isai, this is all just botany, and I don't know if botany is the right word, but I think it is. And it's not my forte. Ika da Amri, Aroinim, Almoinim, and Almoigim. Aroinim is Ore, Almoinim is Dulve, and Almoigim is Kasisa. Okay. I'd like to stop here for now. The Gemara is now going to go into all different types of discussions of where these types of things come from. I think that tomorrow we'll have to do a little extra. We should really try to get to the Mishnah today. Is Elam has time to try to push to the Mishnah? We'll see if we could do it. Or should we stop here for today?
We can push.
Okay, we're going to try to do a little bit more. Let's see if we could do this. Okay. So this is the Gemara. Vitzi adir lo yavirenu. This is a pasuk. Vitzi adir lo yavirenu. We're saying that it cannot cross. Amarava zu borni gdaila. This is a large ship. Hechi neved. How do they used to make it? Maisu shis alfe gavri. They would bring 600,000 men. Betray sayar cheshata over the course of 12 months' time. V'amilan, some people say, treysa alfe gavri. It's 12,000 men. Beshis yar cheshata. And it's 6 months' time. And what would they do? V'tanu le chola ad dishachla. They would load up the ship with sand until it would mamish settle in the bed of the sea. They would tunnel a chala, they would fill it with choil, shachnim and nachis. The nachis bar amoroi, the katar atmoine de kisna de kasisa. And then they would have a diver go down and he would tie. Kater is tie atmuni de kasina be kasisa. They would tie ropes. The kisna is a flax. Vikata luhu bisvinasa. And they would tie to the boat. Vinatli chala. And then they would remove the sand. Vishadu levaray, and they would throw it overboard. The kama de madlu. Akra umaisi, and as the ship would go up, it would bring up from the riverbed the akra umaisi and bring up this coral that would be there and bring it to the surface. Umachalif alchad train bekaspa, and it would be, you could exchange it for one of them for two. Of its weight in silver. So this is, I guess, what they're bringing up from the riverbed. And this is how they would do it. They would use like a pulley system. They would fill a ship with sand so it would be weighted down. They would tie it to this coral. Then they would take the sand out so the ship would float up. And as it's being pulled up, it would pull up also this coral with it. It doesn't even sound like it's like so expensive. One for two is not, I would expect it to be worth more than that. But that was the exchange rate. One for two of silver. Tlas Parvasa Haven. There was three different places that they would do this. Three ports. Tarti Be Armoy. Two of them were by Arami. Chad the Bay Parsoi, one of them was by Pros, Aram and Pros. The Bay Armoy, Maskan, Kasisa, by the one Armoy, would bring up this coral that we were speaking about. The Bay Parsoi, Maskan Marganisa, would bring up Marganisa, is precious stones or pearls. Umikarvan parvaisa de mash mehig. Umikario would be called, this is what it was called, parvaisa de mash mehig. The port of mash mehig. What does that mean? Eisen shel parsaim nikras nemel shel malucha, Rashi says. The port of kingdom. So the Paras was very into things that were majestic, into honor, so to royalty. So in Paras it was called the nemel of malucha. It's called the port of kingdom. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol shita shita shenatlu nachrim Yerushalayim." Every tree that was taken, a pine tree that was taken from Yerushalayim, Asar Kadosh Baruch Hu lachziron lo. Kadosh Baruch Hu will restore to Yerushalayim. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, "Etein b'midbar erez shita." Ve'ein midbar el Yerushalayim shenemar tzion midbar haisa. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will place Erez Shita, will place a cedar and a pine tree. I guess he's restoring what was taken. Says the Gemara V'Yochanan, Kol Eloi Mitayra ve'einam alamda doime lahados b'midbar. Someone who learns Torah and will not teach it to others, he's compared to a hadas in the desert. Ika da'armi kol lo mitara umalamda b'mokam shein tamal chacham doime lehadas b'midbar. Someone who learns Torah and teaches it to a place where there is no tamal chacham. In other words, there's no one else to teach it to, I guess. He's doime lehadas b'midbar. D'chaviv, because he's considered to be very precious, the fact that there's no one else there to teach the Torah, and he teaches it. Okay, let's try to get to the two dots here. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, another statement from Rabbi Yochanan. Oy lehem la'ovdei kechavim she'in lehem takana. So woe is to the ovdei kechavim that they do not have any way to fix themselves. I guess they don't have any way to rectify their actions. L'shenem, like it says in the pasuk, Tachas ha-nechoshes avi zav, v'tachas ha-barzel avi kesef, tachas ha-eitzim ha-nechoshes, v'tachas ha-avonim barzel. Everything will be replaced. So therefore, we're assuming that's a remez that in the place of those that are doing all of these mundane or criminal things, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will replace it with tzaddikim. Tachas Rabbi Kivu v'chaverov ma'im avin, in the place of the place of Rabbi Kiva and his friends, in other words, those that the goyim that murdered Rabbi Kiva and his friends. So what can be how can they be replaced? Aleim hu oimer v'nikesi damam lo nikesi. So a lot of other things can be replaced. However, Rabbi Akiva and his chaverov cannot be replaced. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Nikesi, I will cleanse damam loy nikesi." But that I will not cleanse. In other words, I will not forgive for the people that did this terrible thing. We're up to the two dots. And Beis Hashem, hopefully we'll get to the Mishnah tomorrow, my dear friends. Make it a great day, everyone. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.